Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's episode because today we have a really important topic and message that I'm very excited to share with you, especially after taking a few weeks off from the pod. I am really excited to get back into it, to be sharing some recent thoughts and realizations that I've had. Today's topic is centered all around five things people get wrong about self-love and five common misconceptions about it. I was thinking about this topic as I was doing some work for my Costa Rica retreat, planning some of the workshops, especially the workshop around self-love and confidence. That's what we're going to work on one day. And I just had this realization that I feel like there's so much noise about social media, about self-love on social media. There's so much discussion about it. And while it can sound like a very nice buzzwordy word, right? Self-love, there's actually so much more that goes into it. And I have found personally on my own self-love journey, my own journey of healing the relationship with myself, and in turn, healing the way I show up in relationships and I show up in my career and to my family and to my friends. Like, your inner self-love is truly the beginning and starting point for all areas of your life. And the more that you master your own inner sense of self-love, the better relationships you'll have, the better things that you want in your life will just flow more easily because you're already showing yourself that inner love so that the rest of the world can show you that love as well. And so I really do think that there's a lot of noise and a lot of misconceptions about it on social media or just more surface level things. So in this episode, we're going to get deep. I'm going to be really sharing some things that I've learned, and hopefully you can use these tidbits and these little pieces of wisdom, knowledge, information to improve your self-love and overall just improve your life. So definitely feel free to take some notes this episode because I do think that this is a good one to just write it down and then constantly be reminding yourself of it. Because self-love isn't something that just switches overnight. It's something that we have to be constantly reminding ourselves for. So feel free to take notes. And I don't want to have too long of an intro, so let's just jump right into it. Number one, going off of honestly what I just said, the first thing people get wrong about self-love is that they think they will just wake up one day magically with more self-love. They think they're just going to wake up one day and all of a sudden their self-love skyrockets and they don't have to do anything. They just think that they have to wait for the day that their self-love increases. That's the biggest thing, is that people think they have to wait for the day that they just magically feel more self-love. And the harsh reality of the situation is that you're not just going to wake up one day with more self-love out of nowhere. It's something that you have to be continuously working on. And I had this realization with myself even, because I've been going through periods of ups and downs lately. And something that I realized and had to remind myself was that I'm not just going to wake up feeling like I love myself every day of the week. I actually need to be reminding myself. I need to be constantly saying the affirmations, constantly doing the inner work, constantly journaling, constantly like filling up my cup of self-love every single day if I want to feel like I have self-love. Even though I've been on this journey for years and years and years and years, still to this day, if I am not putting in the right inputs, I'm not going to get that output of self-love. And yes, it gets easier over time. Yes, it feels more like second nature. Yes, it gets better. But you have to realize that if you're not doing the work to increase your self-love, it's not just going to magically appear. And I think that's what a lot of people get wrong, is that they just think that one day in the future, they will be able to love themselves, but they can't today for various different reasons. So my biggest piece of advice is to constantly be working on your self-love. Constantly be putting in the inputs of self-love, filling up your cup of self-love so that you feel the output of self-love. How can you expect to feel different if you're not changing the things to feel different, right? And so for me personally, I have to be on top of saying my affirmations, honestly. Even though it can sound silly, even though you might not think it works, I have to be on top of saying the nice things about myself, hyping myself up, telling myself the affirmations first thing in the morning about myself and my life, and just constantly bombarding my brain and reminding myself of things that I might forget, because it's easy to forget. It's easy to get lost in the sauce of life. It is. It's really easy to do so. But the more that I remind myself who the F I am, my self-love skyrockets. It changes. It just automatically does. And if I'm falling off the wagon of those practices, then I'm not going to feel the same. It's just, that's how it is. So remind yourself, it's something you will have to continuously work on. It's not something you're just going to naturally one day wake up with it. It's not how it works. I'm sorry to admit the news too. Okay, number two. The second thing people get wrong about self-love is that they think that their self-love will change once the external changes. They think that if they wait until they lose the weight, until they get into the relationship, until they feel loved by somebody else, until they, you know, look a certain way, until they reach a point in their life that they've been waiting for, whatever the case might be, right? They think once that external changes, then they will feel self-love. Then everything will just magically get better. And so it kind of goes off the first point, is that we put our image of self-love on a pedestal far, far away from us. We say one day we'll have it when these certain external changes happen, right? We put it far away from us without realizing that that pedestal far, far away from us is going to continuously change if we don't first internally decide that we love ourselves. If we don't first internally decide to do the work, if we don't first internally decide that we can be happy with ourselves today. And don't get me wrong, the external changes can help, right? If you feel more confident in your body, if you feel loved by another person, if you have these external things, it can help. I'm not gonna lie. It can help to temporarily increase your self-love. But what happens when that new shiny thing just becomes the everyday? What happens when that relationship isn't so lovey-dovey in the beginning and the excitement of it fades away and you're left with yourself? What happens when the external things change, you lose the weight, you did whatever, do the things, and then it's just normal again? Because that's what happens. We think that once these things, the external changes, then we can feel happier with ourselves, then we'll have the self-love. But if we're not doing that in combination with the internal work, then we're going to eventually get to a place where the external things just, they're not shiny anymore. They're not new and shiny. They're just the normal day-to-day. And therefore, you lose that, like, feeling of filling that hole, that self-love filling that hole, once these external things just become normal. So like I said, it can help temporarily, but if you're not doing the internal work, if you're not filling up your own inner self-love cup, if you're not filling in the gaps internally first, then the external things, they will just fade away. The self-love, the dopamine that you get from these external things will temporarily fill, but if you're not doing it in conjunction with the internal work, then you're going to fade out and not feel that self-love anymore. So my best piece of advice is that You have to constantly not only just be doing the inner work to fill up your own self-love, is that you have to constantly be reminding yourself internally how you feel about yourself. You have to constantly be taking down this pedestal, right? This shelf that we put self-love on far, far away, and we have to bring it into our reality today. Because the more that you put something far away, the farther away it's gonna get. The more you keep saying, when this happens, then I can feel this way, the longer you're just gonna keep feeling and pushing this thing away. So best thing you can do right now is bring it back in, pull that shelf, that pedestal you put far, far away, grab it now, and pull it into your reality now. I want you to like visually think about, you're like pulling a rope, like you're in tug of war when you were a kid, and you're like pulling the rope in. It doesn't feel easy, but it's worth it. When you're playing tug of war and you're trying to pull from the other team, right? It's gonna have resistance. It's not gonna feel like some seamless, easy thing. But once you bring it all the way back in and you win, oh, it's like the best feeling ever. That's the same thing with self-love. All the things that you're putting on the pedestal far, far away, start pulling it into your reality now. It's not gonna feel easy. It might not feel even natural. But the more you do it, I'm telling you, the best feelings you're gonna have on the other side of it. Because you are deciding today that the internal is more important than the external. And let the external just be a byproduct. Okay, number three. I could go on a tangent about that forever, but we have to keep it moving. Number three, the third thing people get wrong about self-love is that they think it's just some buzzword. And I do think that social media has a lot to do with this, but self-love is so much deeper than just some buzzword. And I really want you to know that there's not some trendy thing about self-love. It's really actually one of the most important, in my opinion, personally, one of the most important things that you can work on. And it's one of the most important aspects of life. Because if you don't have self-love, then all the other things in your life will start to hurt because of it. And it's like that saying, right? How can you expect someone else to love you if you don't love yourself? I don't know if I 100% fully agree with it, but it's that reminder that if you are not doing this work, you're even subconsciously, you might not even realize it consciously, all the other things in your life are going to suffer. And so I don't want you to see things on self-love, like online, for example, and like roll your eyes, like, oh, self-love, like another thing, like using the energy of that word to just be like, oh, another trend, another buzzwordy thing, when really it's so much deeper than that. And I don't want the online space to lose, to help, to make you lose the real tangible value that comes from working on self-love. And you don't even necessarily have to call it the word self-love if that doesn't resonate with you. You know, maybe it's the relationship with yourself. Maybe it's the way you feel about yourself. Like whatever the wording is for you, I just want you to know that when I started working on my self-love and I started learning more and doing the work and really started making that a focal point of my life instead of placing all my emphasis on external things, when I started using the rope and I pulled it back into my life, that's when I really do believe so much of my life changed. That's when I called in better relationships. I was able to start a business. I wasn't as reactive and combative anymore. I wasn't so mean to myself. Like there's so much that comes with it. I don't even want to get into it fully in this episode, but I just want you to know that self-love is not just some buzzword. It's not just some thing that sounds nice. Oh, just love yourself and everything will be fine. No, that's not what it is. It's so much deeper than that. And the more you really find what your own meaning of self-love is and what it means for you to not just love yourself, but improve the way that you feel about yourself internally, because, you know, hot take, maybe it's okay to not always love yourself. And I don't want this to come across as like just sunshine and rainbows. You have to accept everything about you and love yourself 100% today. No, you're allowed to still to want to make changes to yourself while improving your self-love in the process and while still being happy about yourself as you are today. Those things are not mutually exclusive. You're allowed to still do both. So I don't want the buzzword of self-love or the fluffiness of it, you know, just love yourself and everything's fine. No, that's not, in my opinion, what self-love means. And I'm always going to take it deeper with you guys. I'm always going to try to uncover more layers and really make an impact. So I want you to reflect and think about what those wording, the feelings of self-love looks like to you and how it feels like to you right now in this season of your life and the deeper root causes and meanings behind it. I want you to figure out what that looks like to you and how you can overall improve your life by improving your own inner sense of love, your own inner sense of the way you feel about yourself, your own inner relationship. Okay, moving on. Tip number four, the fourth thing that people get wrong is that they think self-love is always supposed to feel good. This is going back to the last thing I said, right? Self-love is not always sunshine and rainbows. Self-love doesn't always feel good. Hot take, self-love does not always feel good. Self-love can look like crying in your room for days on end as you're purging old emotions, you're seeing old traumas come up, you are really allowing yourself to feel all the feelings. Self-love can look like saying no. Self-love can look like cutting people out of your life. Self-love can look like setting boundaries. And setting boundaries is not easy, especially if it's people that you love, or even setting boundaries with yourself. Self-love is not always some just love yourself and accept 100%. No, self-love looks like doing the damn work. It looks like sitting with yourself and getting honest and real with yourself and doing the things that maybe you don't want to do, but know you need to do. So I don't want you to go through this journey that you're on thinking that it's all sunshine and rainbows, because for me personally, I think my biggest moments of self-love are when it's not sunshine and rainbows. It's when I know I need to end this situationship with this guy who's not treating me right, even though it feels more comfortable in the moment, right? And even though I know he's not my husband, but I like his presence in the moment. But real self-love knows that this is not for you. You have to do what's best for you in the long term. And you have to walk away. That's not easy. Setting boundaries with people, like, that stuff is not easy. But my biggest moments of self-love is when I am doing the things that I know I need to do for myself when I least feel like doing it. When I'm down in the dumps and I know I need a meditation, or I know I need a walk, or I know I need to talk to somebody even though I don't feel like it and I feel like isolating completely. When I know I need to end this situationship, when I know I need to walk away from this friendship or distance myself from this friendship, like, those are the real shit moments of self-love. That is the real self-love. And so if you are going through a journey and you're like, why do I feel horrible? Why am I crying? Why does it seem like things are going wrong? It's actually good for you. It's actually really good. And you have to remind yourself that just because things in the moment might seem like they're falling apart, it's actually all falling into place. And self-love is not always meant to feel good, but it is going to help you on your overall path to where you're going. And sometimes it does look like doing the things that you know you need the most when you least feel like doing it. So don't forget that. Lastly, number five, the fifth thing that people get wrong about self-love is that they think that they need a reason to feel worthy of loving themselves. So for example, once I get into this college, then I can feel worthy of loving myself. Once I get into this relationship, then I can feel worthy of loving myself. I had a really productive day today, therefore I can feel good about myself today. I got a successful thing in my day today, that means that I can feel good about myself today. Or vice versa, I did a shitty job at work today, I must suck. That must mean that I'm not a good person, I'm not worthy of self-love. I got broken up with, this person, I got ghosted, I got dumped. that must mean that I'm not worthy of love. Do you see how the coin flips based on giving yourself a reason to or not to love yourself? And this is a huge misconception. And to be honest, this is something I'm still personally working with when it comes to work and success and accomplishments, because I've based so much of my own self-worth on my accomplishments my whole life. And I'm starting to rewire my brain around the idea that no, I don't need a reason to feel worthy of loving myself. I don't need a reason to feel good about myself that day. Whether or not I did a million things or I did zero things, that doesn't have an effect on how I should feel about myself that day. And the same thing goes for any of us. We place this external weight on certain things for us to feel worthy of loving ourselves when we don't realize, and that just keeps you caught up in this hamster wheel, because you're not always going to have the best days. You're not always going to be in the best situations. Like, you're going to go through things in life. And if you are constantly placing the way you feel about yourself on something external of you, on something that is naturally going to fluctuate and go up and down, you're going to be caught up in this roller coaster. You're going to be caught up in this hamster wheel, and it's never ending, right? That's the exhausting part, is that it will never end until you break that cycle, until you break that pattern and you say, it doesn't matter what happens externally. I don't need a reason to love myself today. Today, tomorrow, next week, and every day. You are valid of loving yourself for just being you. Simple as that. You don't need a reason. You don't need a reason to love yourself. You can choose to love yourself now. You can choose to be happy with yourself. You can choose to say, you know, I did my best today and I'm happy about that. And the more I am just being myself, the better it is. And I don't need a reason to love myself. I can choose to love myself for just being myself. And that is a very good reminder. So maybe write that one down, make an affirmation, especially if you struggle with this, because I know I have. And the more that I work on it, just the better life is. You know, we all want to live a good life. And this is one of the keys to doing so. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story, let me know you listened. I so appreciate you being here, and I will catch you on Wednesday. Sending love. Mwah.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.